RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And with the sport, here's Des.
Yeah, good morning, Rachel. Significant GAA story in the last hour. Waterford County Board has confirmed they are conceding their final Allianz League match in Division 4 against Antrim at the weekend over COVID-19 concerns. The match had been due to take place in Port Glenone, just outside Ballymena, on Saturday. But the statement issued by Waterford is very interesting in that the reason they've withdrawn because of a number of panel members, some of whom have problems. Their employers of several players and members of the team management have stipulated that a 14-day isolation period would be required on returning from Northern Ireland, and other players have personal family circumstances which cause concerns about them travelling to Belfast and also staying overnight in a hotel because of the length of the journey. So the game is off, but with employers stipulating 14-day isolation, that's an interesting element. And it's only one county that is affected. Roscommon's plans for Saturday's Football League clash with Cavan have been disrupted with the announcement that a member of their senior football panel tested positive. A statement released by the Roscommon County Board late last night confirmed a player had contracted the coronavirus and is now self-isolating, while an unspecified number of close contacts have been referred for testing and are also isolating. But Roscommon say they will fulfil the fixture on Saturday. Offaly Hurlers, though, also have their game against Kildare in doubt. They play in the Christy Ring Cup at the weekend, and a player who attended Offaly training last week has tested positive. It's reported the rest of the players and backroom team are deemed close contacts, so by them isolating for 14 days, they would not be available for the weekend either. Now, despite the competition coming to a halt at midnight, three games last night took place in the BGE Under-20 Leinster Hurling Championship. Dublin beat Antrim by 222 to 18. Laois beat Carlow by 115 to 15 points. And Offaly overcame Westmeath by 222 to 39. On to the Champions League action from last night. Liverpool, Manchester City and Bayern Munich all made winning starts, but Real Madrid suffered a surprise defeat at home. Real were beaten 3-2 by Shakhtar Donetsk, who were missing 10 players due to injury and COVID. And despite needing to call up youth team players, Shakhtar swept into a 3-0 lead before half-time and then held on for a famous victory in the second half. In Group D, Liverpool began with a 1-0 win away to Ajax. They needed an own goal to claim their victory. This was the reaction of Liverpool's James Milner.
Yeah, it was always important to start well. We did that, a tough away game as well, first up. So that's a bonus. And, you know, they're a very good team, well organised, they play good football. And, you know, we've had a up and down week or so as well. So it was important to bounce back with a good performance. We did that and expected nothing less from this group of players.
Manchester City made a winning start in Group C. They gave a goal down to beat Porto 3-1. Aguero, Gundogan and Ferran Torres getting the goals for City. Here's their manager, Pep Guardiola.
So we know how tough it would be because Porto, alongside Benfica, is the best teams in Portugal. They have a winning mentality. They have to win every game. So it surprised a little bit the fact that they play so defensively. Five in the back, we struggled in the beginning, but sometimes, again, you have to be patient. We didn't lose the patience like we lost, for example, against Leicester. Like, they play the same shape up, the same shape. And then, after the goal from Sergio in the second half, especially, we played really well.
The other standout result on the night, Bayern Munich beating Atletico Madrid 4-0. Well, tonight the focus switches to the Europa League, and what a big night for Dundalk as they host the Norwegian champions Molde in Tala Stadium at 6 o'clock. Arsenal play Rapid Vienna in the other game in the group. Dundalk captain Chris Shields has been talking about how tough their group is and also the fact the game is being played in Tala.
Tala is still a great facility, you know. We know the pitch well, we know the surroundings very well. You know, we play here twice a year. Every year, and like you said, we've had some memorable nights here in Tala in Europe as well, and we'll be hoping to add to them tomorrow night. I believe the last time we drew Zenit, I think they were the highest ranked team in the competition, and then I believe Arsenal are this time as well. And then you look at the Rapid Vienna and Molde, you know, it's much similar to the group we had in 2016 maybe. So we'll be looking at, you know, you got to take each game as it comes, especially these clubs would be probably still more European experienced than we are, but you can't go in expecting to get nothing, or you'll get nothing. So you have to go in, you know, hoping to win points, and this is what we will be hoping as a group of players.
And good luck to Dundalk tonight. In other games, Celtic host AC Milan. Tottenham play Lask of Austria. Rangers go to Belgium Standard Liège. And Leicester play Ukrainian side Zorya. It's cycling's Tour of Spain. Ireland's Dan Martin claimed a second consecutive podium finish on stage two. He was third for the second day in a row and moves up to second place now in the general classification. Finally, racing news. Tiger Roll makes his return to action in Navan today in the Flower Hill Maiden, a rare appearance in a flat race for the two-time Aintree Grand National winner. The action in Navan begins at 1:20. There's also racing in Thurles, and that begins at 1 o'clock.